Amen. If you'd like to turn your scripture to two verses again, Hebrews chapter 13 and James chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 13 and James chapter 1. Amen. If you'd like to stand for the reading of God's word, I'm going to read just two verses tonight. This is written in Scripture, but it ought to be branded on our hearts and minds. Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday and today and forever. That's so short. Could you read that with me as a congregation out loud together? Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday and today and forever. James chapter 1, verse 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Look how it describes God, the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. I want to preach tonight on this thought, the constant, the unchanging, unvarying, continuing, the constant, constant. Let's pray. Father, help us tonight, Lord, in this message. Speak to every heart that's here. Lord, we're all going to confess that we need you. God, we're a church family that needs you. We need your intervention and your help. And I pray, God, that through your word, our faith in you would be increased tonight. Our trust in you, Lord, would be more solidified than ever before. And as we lean on you, our Lord and Savior, in Jesus' name we pray. God's people said, amen. You can be seated, the constant. If we could look at James 1:17 again, I don't know if you noticed this when I read this, but this is the language of astronomy. Did anyone see that? The Father of lights, like the lights in the sky, the heavenly bodies in the sky. The Father of lights, with whom is no variableness. I'm going to be looking at the word variableness. That's the word I'm getting the word constant from. But that's another astronomy term or a term to describe the heavens, variableness, neither shadow of turning. I'm not going to deal with that last part, but what it's saying in this language of astronomy, since God never changes, there is never any eclipsing of God. He's always clear. He's never hidden in the reality of who he is because he's the same. You may have problems, but I want to tell you something. Your problems do not eclipse God. You and I may have doubts, but our doubts do not eclipse God. You may be involved in a battle, but our battles do not eclipse God. He is constant. He is without varying. The word I want to look at here is the word variableness, and it's the word parallax or parallax. That's a term they use today. And without getting very deep in that at all, what a parallax is when an object looks like it's in a different position because the points of view have changed. The object looks like it's in a different position because the points of view have changed. This piano here is on my right. What is it on to you? Your left. Amen. It hasn't changed. The point of view on it has changed. I want you to know from wherever you view God, he is the same. Amen. Whatever position you find yourself in, with him there is no parallax. You cannot just change positions and it change where God is and who God is. So wherever you and I may find ourselves, from whatever point of view we come to have, God is the same. You know, our world is filled with parallaxes. How many knows that it appears that the sun travels across our sky? Does the sun travel across our sky? No, it's not the sun that's moving. It's the earth that's moving. Right? Well, you know, I was on a plane last week and we were sitting in the gate and people were still loading. And all of a sudden, I was kind of staring out the window, out of the corner of my eye. I was just thinking about things. And there's another plane over next to us. And I thought, why are they pushing this plane, the one I'm on? Why are they pushing it backwards? People are still coming through the door. They're pushing our plane backwards. And it was disturbing and confusing to me until I looked up, not looked at the other plane, but I looked at the terminal. And what I realized is the plane I was on was not going backwards. The plane next to us was going forwards. How many's ever had that experience at a traffic light? You stomped on the brakes when you are, right? That's a parallax. But what solved my confusion? How did I know whom was moving? How did I figure that out? Because I looked at that which did not move. Planes move all the time on that tarmac there. But the thing that doesn't move is the terminal. And it was when I looked at the terminal that I was able to ascertain it was me. It was I that had moved. It was I who had stayed there and the other plane that had moved. I could only tell that by looking at the constant. And until that point, I was deceived. I had drawn false conclusions. Amen. Amen. Planes are variable. The terminal was constant. I want you to know there's a lot of variables in our life. And when you can't make sense out of them, and you can't understand, and you find yourself drawing wrong conclusions, what you and I need to do is to find that which is not variable, that which is constant, and set our attention upon the constant, and suddenly we can begin to see what really is and what really isn't. How many's glad there is a constant that changes not? With him, there is no variableness. So whenever and wherever and however you find yourself, God is unchanging. By the way, there's another conclusion we can draw from this. With God, there's no variableness. If God seems to have moved, if God seems distant, he's never moved. Amen. It's we who've moved. He's always been the same. Amen. He is ever, ever the same, unchanging. God does not change in his nature. God does not change in his behavior. God does not change in his word. God does not change in his promises. How many is glad for the unchanging love of God and the unchanging mercy of God and the unchanging grace of God and the unchanging kindness of God? Amen. If he was once the Savior, he's always a Savior. If he was once the healer, he's always a healer. If he was once a deliverer, he's always a deliverer, because our God is unchanging. The psalmist said in Psalm 90, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. The psalmist said in 102, but thou art the same. Oh, the context is these worlds are like garments that wear out and garments that are changed. But thou, O God, art the same, and thy years shall have no end. Aren't you glad tonight that God truly is the constant, the never-changing one? Aren't you glad you can say Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and Amen. Forever. Amen. Our lives are in confusion. This seems to be moving, and this seems to be out of place, and this seems to be upside down. But oh, if we could just get our eyes on the constant, we could see things as they really are. Hallelujah. We humans are always trying to figure out life and figure out suffering and figure out existence. And whether we're aware of it or not, we're looking for an equation that makes sense out of life, an equation that makes sense out of our sufferings and our troubles. And we're looking for that equation. I'm a little nervous using these illustrations with our math whiz here. Sister Wilmot teaches math in college. But let me show you an equation here. How many recognizes this? Einstein's theory of relativity captured E equals MC squared. You never knew when you came to church tonight you was going to have a physics lesson. But I'm just going to share with you about this constant and how encouraging it was to me. You see, this is an equation. This describes a reality of our world. But let me tell you, the only reason this equation works, it only works because it has a constant in it. You see, E, that stands for energy, and that varies. Energy, different places, different times. Energy is always varying. The M stands for mass. Mass is always varying, this place, that place, here and there. But the constant is that C. That C stands for the speed of light. And the speed of light in our universe never changes. You cannot change the speed of light. If I had time, I'd give you illustrations. Amen. You simply cannot change the speed of light. It is a constant. And make no mistake, it's not by just accident that God is called light. Because His light, He is a constant that never changes. Light travels 186,000 miles per second, and you cannot vary it. And the reason this equation works, everything else in it is a variable, but the speed of light is a constant. Let me give you another equation. This is for memory's sake for those of you we had in geometry and algebra, but this is the area of a square, and it's been skewed by the optics here to look like an oval. But use your imagination, kind of just push the edges in. Wait, back to this. Yeah, thank you. The area of a circle is pi r square. That's not meant to confuse you. You know, we know pi's around, but you different kind of pi here. Pi r square. Areas, they're variables. As many circles as you have in the world, you have that many different areas. That R stands for radius. Every different circle varies in its radius. But there's a constant in the equation. That's pi, 3.14. It never changes from circle to circle to circle. That pi in that equation is the constant. That's why those equations work. Let me tell you why the equation for life can work for you and me. Because we can insert the constant of God. We have all these variables in our life. We have variables about work and variables about family and variables about neighborhood and variables about physical conditions. We have all these things that are changing, all these variables. But I'm telling you, the equation for life can work when we put God in it, because He is a constant that makes the equation of life work. Glory to God. I said glory to God. All the variables. Amen. But thank God for the constant. We have upheavals. We have changes in our life. We have upsets. We have reversals. But thank God we have a constant. Let me tell you, one of the most foolish things that humans can do and a human can do is to make themselves ourselves the constant in life. I myself am the measure. I myself am the understanding. That's one of the most foolish things a human can do, is to make themselves the constant in life. Why? Because there's nothing constant about our lives. I mean, that's why some of us, especially as we get older, we hate change. The reason we hate change is because everything's always changing, messing us up. Amen. You think you got things in the way they ought to be, in the right order, the right place, and something comes along to change it. You think, finally, I've got here. I'm satisfied. This is good. Things change. Amen. The reason we cannot make ourselves a constant is because our lives are full of variables and they're full of change. Can I tell you what you already know, but I want to emphasize, money is not a constant. Money's a variable. Amen. Health is not a constant. Health is a variable. A job is not a constant. Come on, church. It's a variable. Amen. Relationships are not constant. They are variables. We could go on and on. Everything about our lives is made up of variables. Things don't stay the same. But knowing that, that simply means I cannot make myself the way I think, the way I feel, the constant in my life. I need a constant that's unchanging. I need God in my life. He's the measure. I said, He's the measure. Amen. We need the constant of God in our lives. Amen. And just as I needed something outside of my plane, amen, to make sense of what was happening the other day, we need something outside of our lives, beyond ourselves, to be the constant of life and living. He is faithful. Sartre, he was a philosopher. A lot of these philosophers do that. They see the need, but they won't accept it. And he said, he said that no finite point has meaning without an infinite reference point. That was the reasoning of a man trying to find truth. He said, there's nothing finite that means anything unless there's an infinite reference point. Amen. Do you know the reason your life and my life can mean something? Because God exists. He's infinite. He's above. He's beyond. Amen. He's fixed. He's constant. Oh, we need Him. Amen. I said we need Him. We need that constant. I have loved to read in history the books about the age of exploration. And I particularly like those years when they begin to explore beyond Europe. And they begin to cross the oceans. And they did that in sailing ships. I mean, that is so remarkable. You see, so much of our globe is covered, an incredible amount of our globe is covered with ocean. And the oceans are trackless, and the oceans have no distinguishing features and landmarks. And you get out there on a boat, and there's nothing to go by. There's nothing to plot your course, or plot your journey, or to tell which way is what, and this and that. And so for centuries and millennium, men just basically stayed on land or inside land. If they got on the ship, they stayed inside of land. They didn't go out across those tracks. Oceans. And because of that, as far as Europeans were concerned, they didn't discover the Americans until relatively recently in all those other places like Australia, because that vast ocean, no landmarks, nothing to fix your eye on, until they looked up. And when they looked up, there is a star. How many knows what it is? Polaris, the North Star. And they recognize something. The sun seems to be moving, and the moon is moving, and the other star, but there's that one star. It doesn't move, and it's lined up with the axis of the earth. And they recognize that wherever they were at, whatever country, and even out on the ocean, they could count on that North Star, amen, to be in that place. And they say, those oceans may be trackless, they may have no features, they may have no landmarks, but if we will take sightings of that star, that unmovable star in the sky, if we'll take regular sightings of it, we can plot our way, we can navigate our way across these oceans. I'm telling you, we live in a life where everywhere you look, there's no telling where to go and how to live and what to do, and nothing seems absolute, and nothing seems set. We live in a world where there's no clear truth or voice of truth. But I'll tell you, the answer is to look up, and there is a constant. We can make it across. It's no mistake that so often the songwriters and the poets have likened our life as being in a ship on the sea. That's not my mistake. It's rough. There's storms. You don't know which way to go. But oh, if we could look up, there's a constant, more constant than the North Star, to guide us, to lead us. We can make it across the ocean. We can make it through the storm. We can endure till we get to the shore for which we have set sail, because there is a constant whereby to navigate by. Oh, aren't you glad for a constant? Set your eyes on that star. I won't bore you with how they did that with their sextants and all of that. All I know is that it only worked when they took regular sightings and then calibrated their measurements with their sight. How many knows there is a constant, but we need to take regular sightings. We need to read the word. We need to pray. We need to be in God's house. Amen. And get our eyes set on that constant in the sky. The question is not whether or not God is constant. He is. The question is simply whether or not you and I will figure God into our lives as the constant. Let Him be the constant. Will you and I include God in the equation of our life? Will we figure Him into our struggle? Amen. Will we figure Him into our crisis and relationship? Whatever else Jesus was suggesting by this, I think He was suggesting that we need a constant. Notice what He said, Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. That is a constant we need in our lives, to seek first the kingdom of God. Everything in our life is in flux. And here's the truth of the matter. We'll never get our lives right until we begin with that constant. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Folks come with me with problems I can't begin to even think of any type of solution to. And I have found myself telling them over and over again, I do not know what to tell you. I have no magic wand to wave over your situation to make it all right. The only thing I know to tell you is seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. We have folks, some should be here tonight, their lives are in such a mess, and they keep trying to figure it out and fix it and work it out and find their way out, and they're never going to do it because they don't have a constant. But in God, here is a constant that will get your life where it needs to be. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Amen. Music, would you come? So I got to thinking about the children of Israel. They're out in that wilderness, a trackless wilderness, lots of enemies, lack of food, barriers in their way, lack of water. How do you make it through such a wilderness? How many ever gets to feeling a little bit like this life is a wilderness? All those things I mentioned are applicable to our lives. But you know, soon out of Egypt's bondage, at the instruction of God and according to His pattern, Moses with the people of Israel built that tabernacle, which was pitched in the center of their camp. When they got it built, God's presence inhabited that innermost chamber, the holiest of holies, behind the veil. But nobody but the high priest once a year went behind that veil. So to show that He was inhabiting that holiest of holies, that throne, that Ark of the Covenant, there was a pillar of cloud by day and fire by night that rested upon that tabernacle. If you read the instruction for the organization of the camp of 2 million people was organized so that when anybody opened their tent flap, it was facing the center of camp. And that meant day or night, if you left your tent and opened its door, the first thing that you would see in daytime was a pillar of cloud, and at night, a pillar of fire. That was their constant. The 40 years of wandering in the wilderness, and they didn't always get it right, and they made mistakes, but they had a constant. It was that cloud and that fire in their camp, and it led them. When they were out of food, food came. When they were out of water, water came. When an enemy came against them, the enemy was defeated. Why? Because God was the constant of their camp. 40 years, every day, the cloud is there. Every night, the fire is there. And following that, the Bible says, when that cloud lifted, the children of Israel packed their tents. When it moved, they moved. And with their eyes on that pillar of cloud and fire, they made it through that wilderness. And I want to tell you, that's exactly how we as the people of God today are going to make it through the wilderness of our life. We're going to keep our eyes on that constant pillar of God, the unchanging God. Oh, aren't you glad for the constant tonight? Would you stand across the building? He is fixed and unchanging. He is invariable. The psalmist said, my heart is fixed, oh God. My heart is fixed. And so I want to just encourage us through this message one more time. There's lots of things to steal our attention, to steal our affection, to get us discouraged. But why don't we fix our hearts on the one who is fixed forevermore, changeless. You can fix your heart on him, and it's firm. It's constant. Amen. Unplanned. There's been a lot of songs and comments today that substantiate what we've been preaching tonight. Amen. Even from my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. How many knows he's the rock of ages? He's the rock of ages. So I want to ask you a simple question. If not God, if God's not your constant, what else? Who else is going to be the constant of your life? But he's constant. Would you say it with me one more time? Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. May our eyes be upon you, the changeless one. Hallelujah. Firmly fixed on you. Amen. Amen. I'm going to open these altars. If you would, by coming, just simply say, I want God to forever be the constant in the equation of my life. Would you like to come? I want God to forever to be the constant in the equation of my life. It's not going to work. You won't be able to figure it out any other way. Hallelujah. 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 He's constant. Oh, faithful. He's faithful. You may not understand, but get your eyes on the constant. Look to the constant. No shadow. Been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is your constancy.